For WKNO News, I'm Christopher Blank. In politics, the arrival of summer often means a vacation from the partisan bickering that happens when legislatures are in session. This summer, some of those arguments have kept going. Back with us this week is political analyst Otis Sanford. Thanks for being here.
Thank you, Chris. Good to see you again.
You too. So Tennessee House Speaker Glenn Cassada just got back from vacation and surprised his colleagues by announcing that he wouldn't be stepping down until August. This comes, of course, after a text messaging scandal led to a no-confidence vote. Why is Glenn Cassada putting this off?
I believe he wants to have an impact over who his successor will be, because now he's pushing for a special session, pick a new person, and if he's still in the House, he can have some influence there.
Why do Republicans want him out sooner than later?
First of all, he is damaging their brand, and they don't want to be associated with him, especially going into the January regular legislative session, which starts a very important election year.
Well, turning locally here, the Memphis City Council approved its new budget this week with little debate.
Mm-hmm.
No tax increases, city employees got a raise. The biggest point of contention was this $5 cover charge for Beale Street. It's the Beale Street Bucks program, which happens on weekends through the summer. Otis, is this idea still problematic?
Well, I have come full circle on this issue, Chris. Initially, I thought it was a really bad idea. When it was being applied, came across as being discriminatory, especially against African Americans, because it was applied on Saturday nights, and most of the people who are on Beale Street at that time are African Americans. But when I look at it now, and some things that happened, I think, in late April, very early May, you know, Beale Street and the Beale Street Entertainment District is such an important tourism place for us that we have to do some things to safeguard and ensure public safety. So when I look at this as strictly a public safety measure, I'm warming up to the idea that, yeah, during summer months when it's really going to be crowded, you know, $5 charge may dissuade some people from going down there. I don't think that this was going to be a political problem for the city council at all, and I'm okay with it.
Well, the Memphis mayor's race has been pretty quiet so far. One piece of news that got attention was when Mayor Jim Strickland turned down a debate where the organizers were seen as favoring another candidate. This is a group called the Memphis People's Convention, and it's still scheduled for this Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think about the mayor's decision to not accept this invitation?
Where the mayor is concerned, he believes that the chief organizers of this are already County Commissioner Tammy Sawyer's supporters. The mayor and his team are real concerned that they would be walking into a hornet's nest here with people booing him and kind of embarrassing him a little bit, and he doesn't want that to be seen on local television. So,
you know, bailing on debates sometimes does have consequences mm-hmm. for candidates. Mm-hmm. Last year, David Lenore said he wouldn't debate as long as Wendy Thomas was a moderator.
Right.
What kinds of concerns should candidates have when debates are being planned?
Well, I mean, I think certainly that was a terrible decision by David Lenore last year, because that was a specific debate between Lee Harris and David Lenore, and Wendy Thomas was just going to be the questioner there, and he made it personal to her. But to your broader question, candidates who are running for office need to think twice about turning down legitimate debates. Now, of course, there are some things that you don't want to go into where you know that you are going to be not going to be treated fairly. But even there, sometimes you can help yourself by going to hostile crowds and just making your case. And once you make your case, that's all you can do and get up and leave. I think it's better to go than to not go in most instances.
Otis, you've been a moderator or a panelist on debates before. Just looking at three of the candidates who are getting the most attention right now, what questions would you have individually for Jim Strickland, former Mayor Willie Harrington, and County Commissioner Tammy Sawyer?
Well, let's start with Willie Harrington first. I would ask him to explain what the issues were with his charter schools, of why you had to close some of your schools. I think that'll be helpful for voters. Where Tammy Sawyer is concerned, why haven't you said enough about crime in this community? She doesn't talk about it all that much, mm-hmm. although she says she has something on the website. Well, it's not prominent. Of course, where the mayor is concerned, I think it does get back a little bit to what do you plan to do about the public transportation? MATA is continuing to say that it needs more money, and they can't operate an efficient system without that. You know, we are against any other kind of tax in this community, but payroll taxes or, you know, occupation tax. I just think that there are some ideas that we don't want to look at because people don't like taxes around here.
People don't like taxes anywhere.
Yeah, exactly.
Political analyst Otis Sanford joins us each week to talk about politics. See you next Friday.
I'll see you next Friday.
This is WKNO News.